from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M. Best of.
According to Ram has been sentenced to 3 years prison is the story I have in front of me.
Oh.
According to local media, a Ram was sentenced to 3 years in prison for allegedly attacking and headbutting an elderly woman who unfortunately passed away in South Sudan.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
It's a killer ram.
He used to give me roses.
A woman is dead, may I remind you, Matthew?
Yes.
I'm not laughing.
A local court in Rumbek City, South Sudan. I haven't done a walking tour through there.
I must put that on the list. Well, you're not far.
You're in Johannesburg.
I am. And what a hellhole that looks like. Had also ordered the ram owner to give the victim's family 5 cows as compensation. Some parts of the world, I tell you what.
Mm.
It's all going on, you know.
Yeah.
So if your ram headbutts a lady to death in South Sudan, you've got to put the ram in jail for 3 years and give them 5 cows.
Is it people jail?
Oh, it's... Oh,
is it ram jail?
I think it's people jail.
Just the ram in there with everybody else.
Like a pet for the other prisoners.
Oh, surely not. It's not in the person jail.
Here's Shirley. And,
what kind of jail is it? What, just a zoo?
It's a ram jail.
A zoo is animal jail, really.
Before she died, the ram allegedly attacked the woman and butted her in the chest numerous times. I mean, it's horrendous. Wow. The ram's out of control.
He looks like an evil ram.
Wouldn't you just put the ram down? I mean, I don't want to be that guy. But if the ram is attacking people and ending lives.
Yes.
Murder.
Putting it in jail.
Wouldn't part of that person's penalty be to kill the ram?
They want to rehabilitate him.
According to Lakes State customary law, any pet that kills a person is paid compensation to the deceased relatives.
In the form of cows.
In the form of cows.
Yes. Oh, right.
You could pay in the form of testicles. Have a look at the set on that thing.
Oh, is that what they are?
Yeah. Yeah. Holy hell. Anyone need a Sharon?
The Marty Shear Gold Show on Triple M.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of the tabernacle. Jesus showed up on a piece of toast, it's a tale from the tabernacle.
Tabernacle time, Marty.
This is loosely a tabernacle story.
Very loose.
It's about a headstone, basically. You know, if you're a believer and you have faith in your life,
sure.
You know, you believe that this person was going to sit on the right-hand side of God. A loving message on a headstone at a cemetery in Iowa has been found to be hiding a not-so-decent joke in honour of the deceased man's unique sense of humour.
Oh. So he would have loved it.
Steve Paul Owens passed away last year and was described by his son as a fun-loving guy.
Right. Okay.
And that, you know, that's all
you
want
to be remembered.
By your son.
Yeah.
Your dad was a fun-loving guy. Mm. Well, thank you. That's a lovely thing to say. His headstone states, "Forever in our hearts until we meet again. Cherished memories, known as our son, brother, father, papa." You would love that one.
Puppy.
Puppy.
Friend and cousin. But all of those things are stacked up on top of each other, all of those points.
Yes.
And when you read down the list of the first letters, it says F off.
He would have loved it.
He would have loved that. He was a fun-loving guy,
wasn't he?
We sat right back and we heard a tale from the tabernacle. Jesus appeared somewhere weird and fun. It was a tale from the tabernacle.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Best of. On Triple M.
Have you got a tight mate? I love this phoner. Do you have a tight mate? Have you got a mate who's just super tight? You know, you're always buying him lunch or he never does a thing for you.
Split the bill type thing.
Have you got a tight mate? What about this American mum who regularly posts vegan recipes on TikTok? I can't imagine how many downloads she's getting. Has horrified her followers with one question. The woman whose TikTok handle is My Plant-Based Fam, how horrendous, had this to say.
Okay, I need you guys to settle a debate for me. So I wanted a different type of pasta, and my son did not touch his pasta during lunch. So I decided to save the pasta by rinsing off the sauce and then creating the pasta I wanted to have again.
Rinsing off the sauce.
Rinsing the sauce off the spiral pasta. I don't know what that sort of pasta's called.
Oh.
Yes.
And she's rinsed, she's got it in a colander, and she's just rinsed all the sauce off it, so she's basically left with clean pasta. I mean, what's pasta cost a box?
$73 bucks. Bought some for 79 cents yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, they're giving it away.
Yeah.
She thought nothing of it, but her partner was mortified. He was looking at me like I was crazy when I was rinsing off the pasta. Yeah. So I got to know, is it weird or is it a bad way to reduce or is it a good way to reduce food waste?
It's the pasta spirals.
Fusilli.
Fusilli.
Fusilli, yeah.
Fusilli. Fusilli woman. You're for silly woman.
For silly sausage.
You're for silly sausage. Now, accents are not required.
No, not ever. Required.
Ever.
I don't know why I find this so disturbing.
It's disgusting because pasta comes out wet, so it's weird that when it gets wet again, that's disgusting.
It's wetter.
Wet food is foul.
No. Yeah, I don't like wet food. Oh, a little pool of water at the bottom of a pasta bowl. It's like, what have you done? Did you drain the pasta?
Yeah.
It's probably been frozen. It's
the, very good.
Reheated.
Yeah. When I ask you to make me a meal, I don't expect you to serve it up looking like this.
No, I don't want residue.
How about we have another go?
Jacob, do you have a tight mate?
Just to give you a bit of an idea, a little while ago, me and four mates jumped in an Uber in the city.
Yeah.
One of our mates has covered it, and the next morning we woke up to a message from her asking each of us to transfer her $2.50.
Oh, that's outrageous. $2.50. Surely to God, Jacob, she was joking.
Well, she was the first one out of all of us to buy a house, so I guess being tight works.
Interesting
observation. Yeah. She's a homeowner who's asking people for $2.50 after an Uber ride.
Mm.
We had a little whiteboard at our little share house, and a housemate put 36 cents on it for pegs.
Oh, my God.
I just remembered
36
that.
36 cents for pegs.
Oh, sure. We can just ignore the pegs.
We don't even have cents anymore.
Oh, I know.
Like the 1 cent.
6 cents.
The black and gold pegs.
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
We've got some really good ones. Andy is my favourite. My old man used to put bricks in the bath as a space saver to save water.
Yeah, to put the water level up.
What?
Because it displaces water.
I get it now.
Oh, really?
It's kind of clever.
Money on water. People do that with their cisterns. Put a brick in there.
In the toilet.
In the toilet.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Harry, do you have a tight mate?
I certainly do. On the beers with the boys at the pub, we've got a mate that won't pay the 7 cent transaction fee on the FPOS.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah, there is.
Nah.
Well, you don't know when payday is.
he'll go and get cash out somewhere else, or he'll get someone else to buy the round. So,
so he doesn't have to, like, if you say to the barman, hey, can you give me $50 cash, that costs you 7 cents and he won't pay it?
Yeah, correct. Or he'll run up a tab instead.
Oh, wow.
That is super tight.
Walking to the ATM, is that not worth 7 cents to you?
Of course.
Like your time?
7 cents isn't even money to me.
Yeah. No.
That's just seven. That's just a number.
A rounding error. Yeah.
What's the number that you'd bend over and pick up off the street?
Ten.
It's always a fun game.
$10 note.
$10 note.
You
wouldn't,
pick up
$2. Over for a five.
Oh, I'd pick up a coin.
You wouldn't pick up a two?
I'd pick up a coin, a gold coin.
I think so.
I forgot they existed. I've been used cash in so long. Yeah,
not a lot of coins around. That's why I always feel bad walking past homeless people, because who's got coins anymore?
I give homeless people any money I have on me. This is why I never have cash, because if I have it, it goes.
Yeah.
And then I feel bad because I can't give it to the next guy. I say, well, I just gave that guy my $10.
I don't even have a wallet anymore.
I haven't had cash for months.
I got cash the other day and I was like, oh.
Yeah. What's this? Oh, yeah.
How exciting. Got cash.
Corey.
I must owe this to someone.
Do you have a tight mate, Corey?
I've got the ultimate tight wad. He will go to KFC, drive through, get the 8-piece box, eat a bit, drive around, go inside and see the manager. So, mate, you've burnt me. There's only 7 pieces.
Oh,
they get into 8 piece.
Just for one piece of chicken. Who could be bothered?
No, because he's eaten the one piece of chicken.
Yeah.
Then he's gone in and got another box, and his name's Paul Maher.
Oh, howdy!
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Here it is.
We're looking for a sheet.
Matthew's running around like a maniac. It was just on the bottom of my pile. Everyone relax.
Your system.
Yeah. A new system.
It's a good system.
Yeah. Just stack everything up in a pile.
Is it a new system?
No. It's a system where the sheets that he needs, he just puts aside in the outro.
It's the system that you're familiar with,
Loz. Okay.
Stacking up papers.
Yeah.
Shayna Jack has had an awful fall in a training incident, and she's going to miss the rest of the World Championships. She's broken her hand.
Oh, no.
But despite that, I'd love to hear from people who have broken their hand.
Yes.
1-3-3-5-3 if you have.
1-3-3-5-3 if you've broken your hand, and how did you do it?
Yeah.
Because hand injuries are brutal.
Yep.
Oof. It takes a long time to heal,
long time.
Too.
Yeah. And you need your hands.
I was just about to say, you don't know how much you use your hands until you can't use your hands.
Yeah.
I couldn't do this job without my paws.
No.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you can't with them.
Oh, that's unfair.
Joy and I, that's a little joke for us.
I enjoyed that.
We had a lovely chat pre-show about Joy.
Did you?
Don't you worry about a thing. After enduring, I said, years of pain to clear her name and return to the pool, Shayna did so in perfect fashion by claiming a gold medal after anchoring the women's 4x100 freestyle relay.
Mm.
So she's dominating. She's back in Budapest.
Yeah.
One of my favourite cities in
Europe. Trivia about Budapest, because I never knew that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the city, the Danube River, which runs through the middle of it,
yes.
One side is Buda and one side is Pest.
Are you
serious?
Where
that's why it's called Budapest.
Budapest.
Yeah.
Budapest.
Mm. It's two cities.
Two
coming
cities.
Together as one.
I love it. Shayna slipped and fell onto her hand at the warm-up pool.
No.
And she's going to miss the remainder of the World Championships. How did you break your hand? It happens. It happens a lot. People break hands all the time.
All the time.
She's hopeful of competing at the Commonwealth Games. Good. She tweeted, "I'm brokenhearted to announce that I have to withdraw from the rest of the competition and I won't have the opportunity to achieve everything I wanted to." A little bit more there.
Tiny
bit more on the next line.
There was no full stop.
No. I should have kept going.
Yeah.
No, I'm not reading the next one. It's too long.
How'd you break your hand, Adam?
Now, listen, I didn't completely break my hand. I actually nearly severed it off.
Oh, my God, Adam. Geez. This is even better. I should have asked the question, have you severed your hand off?
Well, you should have.
Next time.
How did you do that?
Back 17 years old, I used to ride freestyle BMX, and I was in my parents' garage. It was cleared out. I was doing some tricks and everything.
Mm.
And during the day, my grandfather, who was a mechanic, fixed my mum's car, borrowed my tools, left the toolbox open. And then when I came down to save my back from falling off, I found the toolbox with my hand and then sliced it open.
Jesus, you were lucky, Adam. Freestyle BMXing as well. It's a no from me.
No. Especially this age that we've made.
Riding around. I love it when I see adults on BMX, when the seat's down really low
well.
It's like, how old are you, mate? Yeah. I reckon you've got to be in your early 30s.
Karen, how'd you break your hand? What happened?
I was in Brisbane visiting my sister with my husband. We went out for dinner.
Yes.
And at the end of the night, I had to go to the ladies and it had been raining outside.
Sure.
The floor in the ladies was all tiled. And I was in quite high heels. And I went down and put my arms back to save myself.
Oof.
And, my left hand took the full force of my fall.
Oh, no.
Ended up in the Mater Hospital. I had x-rays and they couldn't find anything. But the next morning when I woke up, my hand was black and swollen and all the way up to my shoulder was black.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Karen.
All the way up. And I just went back to work and kept working. It was like, oh, well, the kids were like, oh, wow, Mrs. J, because I'm a teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
So, oh, right.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't sure what kids you were referring to then, Karen, who were calling you Mrs. Jones. What do you teach, Karen?
At the moment, I'm visual arts. Back then, I was a classroom teacher.
Yeah, visual arts. Not really teaching, though, is it, Karen?
No, it's lots of cleaning and lots of fun.
Yeah, okay.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Best of.
Now, I'm not expecting an enormous amount of calls for this, but I'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
If your dad ever had a fight.
Oh, yeah.
Dad's punching on, and I mean in the right spirit of the phoner.
Yes.
I don't want to know about full-on,
No.
Disasters in the lounge room.
An altercation.
Yeah, I'm more talking about this kind of thing where two men have punched on in swimming trunks by the side of a pool. Oh. It's a pool party fight between two dads.
Yeah.
Dads punching on by the pool.
What? How does this happen?
Look at the look at the two blokes involved, will you? Between them, I reckon they'd weigh 260 kilo.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
photo of them when they hit the ground together. But just, it looks like Shamu's made a break for freedom.
I've seen the video of this. They don't move very well.
No. There's a lot of air swinging going on. The bust up happened in a family resort in Texas over the weekend. I mean, holy hell. Yeah. It's a family resort. Video shows the pair grappling before the man in grey shorts gets thrown towards the pool and grabs the rails. He almost loses his balance and almost falls into the pool. We've got to grab him.
You better stop. You came after me, you mother. You guys hear that? Oh, he's serving him. He's serving him. Oh, he better serve him. Oh, Jeff done. He done.
Oh.
How about the commentary?
He's serving him. He's serving him.
Punching. Terrible.
I mean, we're not condoning violence.
Of course not.
Let's be very clear about that. But dad's fighting can be fun.
Yeah. Someone's stepped in and resolved it.
Yeah.
Separated them.
Yeah.
They ended up okay.
They were grappling before nearly toppling into the hotel chairs in the pool. It's eventually broken up by a guy who would weigh 60 kilos, wringing wet. He's just come in and gone, fellas.
Stop it.
It's a family resort and we're next to the pool.
Well, as you pointed out.
One of the staff, wasn't it?
This is meant to be like a relaxing
this
environment.
This is supposed to be fun. Let's go down to the pool, Dad. You never come in. Come into the pool with us. Yeah, I'll come in today. Oh, Dad's going to come into the pool. Oh, no, he's not. He's punching that guy on the banana lounge over there.
At a mojito.
Anthony is with us, Marty.
Did your dad have a fight?
He did. Listen, I laid down real quick. I was in grade 8. This grade 10 started to pick on me in the first week. Oh. My dad was 6'4 and 120 kilos.
Ooh.
We went around to confront the guy's father to say, leave my kid alone.
Yeah.
The guy was all of about 60 kilos, decided to give my old man a bit of lip.
Oh.
And my old man cut him down like an oak tree in the front door.
Oh, my God.
We shouldn't be laughing.
No.
And then we walked away to the car and he says to me, fighting's not the answer.
Oh, like, good. Yeah, that's right. Solid advice from your dad.
Nice save, Dad.
And he's right. But, you know, and emotions, you know, emotions can get heated when your kids are involved.
That's right. Mm.
And, you know, bullying, that is a real trigger point for men.
Mm. Mm.
Did your dad have a fight, Adam?
He did. In my early teens, my family was involved in the athletics club and my dad was having a few drinks with one of his friends from the athletics club. And during the night, the friend's son came home from a night out, and as he got into the driveway, he was jumped by four unknown people the driveway.
Oh!
And the commotion heard from inside. My dad and his father came out. My friend's dad went to his son's aid, and my father knocked all four of the offenders out.
Oh
my God.
Jesus,
oh, Dad. What?
It's a dad in the driveway just swinging haymakers.
What?
Yeah. So I found out all this information the next day at school when one of my friends came and told me, and that from that inspiration, that friend who told me took up the amateur boxing.
Oh,
there you go.
Everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason. Good on you, Dad. Well punched.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
I'd like to talk about heart attacks, and I'd love people to give us a bell.
If you've had one.
If you've had one.
Yes.
I brought this up in the meeting, and we discussed whether this is a phoner, but I think it is.
Yeah.
Well, it's top of mind, too.
I think it'd be really interesting to talk to people about their heart attacks.
Of course. It's really important to be aware. Heart-wise,
you know,
heart health.
When did you realise you were having your heart attack?
Yeah, what did it feel like?
Did you call straight away? Did you wait?
Yeah.
You know, all of those things.
Yeah.
Give us a bell, 133353. Tell us about your heart attack. Talk us through it. One in every 25 deaths in Australia is from heart attack.
Wow.
That is unbelievable. That's
crazy.
I think heart disease is the biggest killer, isn't it?
More than half of those will be sudden death. So you don't get a bounce. You don't get to ring the show and tell us about your heart attack because you're dead.
Get your heart checked, please.
One in every 25 deaths.
Mm.
Isn't that phenomenal?
I think you can do an annual heart check.
You can.
Through Medicare.
Yep.
Cardiologist.
It's a big word.
I was going so well.
No, you were.
I was up and about. I was trying to get people to ring with their heart attack stories, which is not always easy.
You were flying.
I was not flying. I was flying, DC. You saw it. Cardiologist James Wong says a heart attack is a medical event where blood flow in the coronary arteries becomes restricted, resulting in irreversible damage to the heart muscle.
Once
I
got,
it was Wongy. He threw me with all of his medical gear. Bloody Wong. It turns out I was wrong.
Yes.
Wrong.
What tends to determine a heart attack's severity is the location of the artery blockage. I didn't know that.
No.
And the time taken to clear it, as these two factors will dictate how much irreversible scarring is left behind. Huh. I didn't know any of that.
No.
So where the artery is blocked and how long it takes to clear it. Yep. That's why I'm so intrigued in these calls.
Yeah.
Of how long did it take you to get assistance? Because oftentimes people wait. They think, oh, it's just a bit of pins and needles.
Yeah, but time's of the essence.
Time is
with
the,
this.
Well, time is the key factor
it
that's
is.
Going to decide how much scarring is left behind.
A friend of mine's dad had a heart attack recently, and I think just thought he was like sore from like muscle soreness, like from maybe like sleeping funny. He just felt a bit unwell.
Yeah.
And he'd been, it was, about a day later, he went to the hospital.
And yeah, he'd already had his heart attack.
He'd had his heart attack, yeah.
Wow.
Dr. Wong says people often get chest pains across the front of the chest, which radiates to their jaw or down their left arm.
Ah, right.
So
okay.
You're thinking,
it moves across.
Geez, I'm,
I slept funny last night, all that sort of stuff.
Tight in the chest. Had a big workout at the gym.
Yep.
Said no one ever. And then it moves into your jaw.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't expect jaw pain.
No.
It can also be associated with some breathlessness, sweatiness, or nausea. It's not always like that. In women, for example, they're less likely to have chest pains. Hello, Ash.
How are you, champions?
Wonderful, you, mate. Ash. Tell us about your heart attack, Ash.
At home, mowing the lawn, had a bit of pain in the chest. I just thought it was like a heartburn.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't overly severe.
Yeah.
So had another bourbon can, smash another couple of smokes.
Just have a break. Having a break from your actual heart attack is what you were doing there, Ash.
Yeah, pretty much. But then I got to the point where I really started sweating, just ripping off me. And that was probably an hour later. I thought something was definitely wrong. And within a couple of minutes, I couldn't talk, couldn't keep my eyes open. I pretty much slumped in the hallway. And my dad and my kids had got home from school.
Right.
And I said, yeah, I'm pretty much need an ambulance now.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Jeez, you were lucky, broken. Ash.
Yeah, and it was only once the sweating started, I thought my body's trying to fight something. Something's going on.
And is there longer-term damage for you because you took that long to get help?
They thought so, but because I was young, I was only 37.
Yeah, 37.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah, they said that everything's pretty much healed. I had one stent put in, and everything seems to be going well.
And but, did you give up smoking, Ash?
I did that day. I haven't had one since that day.
Well done.
Yeah.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Welcome to This is Yearbook, our memory association game where I play you a grab of something and you guys just have to work out what year that happened.
Game.
It's a theme today as well. It's TV commercials.
TV commercials.
Yes. Mike isn't on.
Oh, Vic, sorry about that. Well, there you go. You've moved. Is that better?
You're back?
I'm back.
There you are. Well done.
It's your favourite game.
It's my favourite game. You're very good at this game too. As are you.
Lawrence, good too.
You're very good.
I'm winning.
Yeah. You're very good.
Yeah, I'm winning this year.
You are on 6, Will on 5. Marty, still yet to score.
Marty, okay, no.
Favourite game.
Your day.
Can I go a year without scoring a point?
No.
On your favourite game.
It's my favourite game.
Yeah.
Aaron.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Wonderful, great, mate. Aaron. Aaron, who would you like to represent you? Callipers, William, or myself?
Oh. We got to go with Loz.
Yeah.
It's just a formality at this point.
It never used to be, though. No. When did this change?
Because I've been winning.
Yes. Yeah, you're in the list.
I was always good, so I never understood why I was picked
last. All right. Aaron's on Lozza. let's go to Mick.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Never Mick. Better, mate. Mick, would you like William, who does win quite a lot, or me, who's yet to put a point on the board this year?
I'm going for you, Marty.
Good on you, Mick. Finally some sense on this show. And Leanne, how are you going?
Oh, good, thanks.
You've got William, Leanne. Congratulations.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Pretty good with your book this year. All right, first question. Here we go. What year did Cricketer, remember it's TV commercials yes. as the theme.
Yeah.
What year did Cricketer Booney star in this Vic Bitter TV ad?
A hard-earned thirst needs a big cold beer, and no one deserves it more than David Booney. Yes, he didn't get that rock-hard guts from playing hacky sack. He got it from smashing boundaries.
Hacky sack.
You remember it?
Yeah, I remember
he,
it.
What he was in those ads for a long time.
I don't remember what year it was.
What year did
they start
using
it?
We all in?
Yeah.
I've gone 87.
Oh, I said 04.
I went 02.
05.
Yes!
2005.
87.
Did you hear the quality of that ad? Are you serious?
A hard-earned thirst needs a big
what
cold beer.
Booty be in a BB ad in 2005?
Yes, he didn't get
they made the dolls. Remember the Booney dolls?
Yeah, yeah, I got one. Yeah.
In 87?
No. When I was working in radio, I forgot about that bit.
All right, question two. What year did Toyota start using this as their TV ad in Australia? Oh, what a feeling. Toyota. Been around a while.
Yeah.
As a hint. What year was that? Great campaign.
Yeah. Make very good cars, the Japanese.
Sure do. Okay.
Very good cars.
Yeah. Very reliable.
I'm saying 85.
Oh, I said 93.
I went 97.
83.
Oh, I'm over.
Oh, we're all went over.
83. Wow. 1983 is when they started using that.
Jeez.
Yep.
Yeah. You weren't even born.
No.
Oh, gosh.
TV commercials, our theme for yearbook this morning. Question three, when did Ream start using this as their TV ad?
All the hottest of hot, hot water you've ever seen. Ream comes on steady, hot, strong. When your old heaters had the gong.
Everyone was reaming around this time, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Oh. Yeah.
Doing some of their best work.
I said 80.
I said 92.
I went 78.
1988.
Me!
Marty!
Marty! Yes! I was 8 years off and I got one!
Oh,
come on, Mick!
If we're not born, this is so hard.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
But that's life.
No,
sometimes,
especially with ads, that is very true.
It's not a memory association.
Yeah, but not everything's supposed to be easy, mate.
He's doing this for Marty.
I'm trying to help Marty.
I appreciate that, Troy.
Question
score check, please, Matthew.
Oh, yes. We've got a game here. Marty's on one, Lauren's on one.
Oh, yes.
Will, yet to score.
I know.
All right. Question
yet
four.
To be born.
Yeah, exactly.
What year did Sid the Seagull first talk to us about slipping on a shirt?
What the hell are you talking about?
Slopping on some sunscreen and slapping on a hat.
Slap.
Surely you remember this well. I mean, you grew up in Queensland.
Oh, I remember I don't know when it first
slip, slop, slap.
What year was that that started?
You in?
Yeah.
I'm saying 78.
Oh, God.
Was it that old?
I said 94 again.
I went 90.
It's 1981.
Marty!
Why would we remember 1981,
now they're both
Troy? That's why I said the 90s, because you were like, oh, you'll remember this.
You'll remember this.
We've been born for 10 years.
I think he was talking to me.
Yeah.
He actually said
score check.
If Marty gets the next one, he wins it for the first time this year.
I'm very happy for you.
You don't seem it, I'm not going
to
lie.
I actually am, but I also want to win.
Loza, this is definitely when you're alive.
Okay, great.
Okay, and you will as well. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Question five. What year did Telstra run this ad for Big Pond to encourage us to use the World Wide Web?
Yeah. Oh.
Dad, why did they make the Great Wall of China?
During the time of Emperor Nazi Goring.
The rabbit.
And it was to keep the rabbits out. Too many rabbits in China.
China.
What year was that?
All right, hang on. Okay, yeah.
I'm saying 2005.
I said 05
too. I went 3.
And Marty's won.
It's 2005.
Yay!
Well done.
There you go, Mick. Well done, buddy.
Oh, I've got one of my waters, mate. I had it in ya.
Yeah, I know. It was your support, Mick, that got me through it. Oh, Mick loves
it. I can't believe there was no
Decorate. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, there's so many more we could have done.
Well,
maybe we'll keep
that,
them
we
for...
We could do that theme again. Yeah, I was pretty good at it.
Well done. It's a win for Marty.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.
This is an awful story out of India. A 70-year-old woman in India was trampled to death by an elephant.
Oh.
And then the elephant bizarrely attacked her corpse at her funeral.
What?
Yes. Police said Maya Murmu had been fetching water from a well on Thursday when the elephant came barreling towards her after it apparently escaped from the wildlife sanctuary just around the corner.
Yeah.
I've added that bit.
Yeah.
Could have been miles away.
It could have been anywhere, mate, but I assume it's in the area.
I think it did say nearby.
Okay. Yeah. Maya's family was then performing her last rites before lighting a funeral pyre when the elephant returned and grabbed her body. What has she done to this elephant?
What?
My goodness.
The elephant threw the corpse in the air and then ran away.
Well, they don't forget.
They don't forget.
Is that the elephant at the bottom of the
page? I don't know. Or is that a generic elephant?
Well, it's very generic.
It's definitely an elephant.
It did say the elephant. So that could be the elephant.
Or it's defamation otherwise.
Oh. It's slanderous.
That elephant does look a bit evil.
This is slanderous. It stinks of the Sydney Morning Herald. apparently, the family was able to continue the ceremony and the elephant did not return.
Oh, well.
He'll be back.
Yeah, good news.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Best of.
What have you broken on the first day? What did you ruin on the first day that you got it? You might have crashed your new car.
Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine that.
Could you imagine?
Picking up a new car and crashing it on the way home.
Yeah.
Oh, how awful.
Oh, that guy who dropped his new iPhone outside the iPhone
store. Oh, that was hilarious. He'd lined up for hours, and then when the TV crew came over to talk to him, he dropped the iPhone out of its box.
And totally smashed it.
I had to laugh.
Yeah. You've got to.
You've got to have a laugh.
Well, don't line up for a phone.
I know.
On the first day.
Because you know they'll be on sale tomorrow as well. And there'll be no line.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
It's the novelty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it?
Some people get very excited about new tech, though.
Yeah, I
know. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Matt does. Mm.
But you
would you line up?
You wouldn't line up.
I don't think so, no. But people get very passionate about iPhones particularly.
They have to be the first.
Yeah. Mm. Early adopter.
Early adopter. Woman forgets to remove the bolts from the back of her washing machine is the headline in front of me. Talk about ruining things on day one. She was very lucky. She didn't ruin it, but she could have.
I didn't even know there were bolts.
Yeah, I knew there were bolts only because one time when I moved house, the bloke goes, have you got the bolts in the back of it? I go, I don't know if I've got the bolts in the back of it.
Is this to stop it like wobbling around?
Yeah, to stop the drum rolling around, which must affect the engine,
like
I assume.
Like a fridge, you have to transport it up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. A woman's been left red-faced after discovering she needed to remove the transport bolts before using her new washing machine. And she said, no one told me.
That's fair.
Yeah, absolutely fair. Yeah. You guess what those things in the back. How often have you looked at the back of your washing machine?
Oh, never.
Other than the day you plugged it in.
I didn't even do that.
No.
Someone from the appliance shop did.
Mm. And so they should. Ari from Auckland, is this a joke name?
No. Ben Fordham.
Is this Ben Fordham? posted a video to TikTok saying she thought her brand new washing machine was broken because it would rock the whole house during a cycle.
Mine does that.
Sometimes you just got to lower the feed on it as well.
Oh.
Have you checked the bolts on yours?
Oh, Laura.
Could you imagine?
Oh,
no. Yeah, mine spins very well.
Yeah.
It's got a good spin.
It's just got a balance problem.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's the feet.
Yeah. It's an older machine.
It's an older machine.
Yeah.
Ari later discovered by reading the instruction manual her husband neglected, throwing him under the bus early on, she needed to remove the bolts that prevent the machine from getting damaged when being transported. No one told me when you buy a washing machine brand new, you have to take the bolts off before using it to release the spinny thing. Otherwise, it literally rocks the whole house.
Mm.
That's Ari speaking, not me.
Could have been you.
It was a strong character.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a female from New Zealand.
She is from New Zealand, yeah.
Put it in a chili bin, bruh.
It wasn't spunning.
Put your genitals on, Terry. We're going trumping.
Yeah.
I reckon I've done that joke for 20 years.
1,001 times.
I reckon I've done it 20 years, and I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
Put your jandals on, Terry. We're going trumping.
And what is that?
Jandals are like their sandals.
No, I know what jandals are.
And trumping. Tramping. Walking through the bush.
Tramping. You're going trampling.
Yeah. Put your jandals on, Terry. We're going tramping.
Yeah.
I still love that joke.
Yeah.
The spinny thing she's referring to is the machine's drum that's held in place with transit bolts so it doesn't move and break during delivery.
Yeah, right.
I mean, what did you ruin on the first day?
Does this count? This is a small thing I ruined on the first day.
Mm.
A tin of Milo.
Well, it's interesting. I don't think it does count.
So
it's a different level.
You know how the lid you have the foil?
The silver foil.
I'm certain I took that the lid off.
Yeah.
And I'm going, geez, this foil's tough.
Yeah.
I'm stabbing knives through it. I've got the spoon. I'm doing this and that. It was the tin.
It was the tin lid. You hadn't taken it off at all.
I managed to get a hole in it that big, which is very hard to do.
Yeah, you must have
been. In 45 minutes, it took me.
Oh, my God.
It never occurred to you that it might be the actual lid.
Oh, the lid's on. And then we had to have foil. foil over the thing the whole time because he couldn't put the lid on.
Like alfoil?
Yeah, because the
lid
had a
hole in
it.
Does my go off? I mean, I would have thought
eventually,
years later.
But I did ruin it.
What did you ruin on the first day, Pete?
Oh, look, we got a new dining table, timber dining table, and that night we had a party, and when the cake went down, I filled it full of sparklers and burned a lot of holes in the top of the table.
Oh, no, does that happen?
I had an old mate do that with those silver tea lights, you know, those just sat it on the edge of the table, didn't realise how hot the tea light would get.
God. Yeah.
And then the next morning picked up the tea lights and just perfect black rings. Where the tea lights had burnt down into the top of the table.
He's put it on a coaster.
Blokes don't do that, mate. His thing was he put tea lights out.
Yeah, okay. He was being romantic.
He put tea lights out. The Marty Shergold Show on Triple M. Did the doctor get it wrong is the question we're asking now. Because doctors often get it wrong.
Sometimes. They're not perfect.
And I don't think we talk about it enough.
They are humans at the end of the day.
They certainly are.
Doing their
best. That's all they are. You know what I mean?
So we can all get things wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I've never understood the sort of aspirational doctor kind of thing. It's like, oh, so what? You went to uni for way too long to learn half of the stuff most of us already know.
I would like a doctor to know all the things that they know.
Yeah, me too.
I reckon I could do most diagnoses.
I'd love to see Ross Noble a diagnosis.
Yeah.
Easy. What's the problem? Your elbow's sore? Well, it could be arthritis. You might have a bit of... We'll start you on anti-inflammatories and see how you respond.
Inflammatories.
I say inflammatories. Yeah. But I say a different way.
I think you'd have good bedside manner.
Perfect. What do you need? A cup of tea?
Yeah. Starting point.
I'll get one of the ladies to grab you one of those. How's this? Dr. Dunce himself. During an eye operation in one of the largest hospitals in Slovakia, I'm right, a patient mistakenly, how is this, had his healthy eye removed instead of the damaged one and is now completely blind.
Oh, no.
I mean, could you get it more wrong?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
How do you get it that wrong? Imagine waking up and going, how'd it go? Because I can't see a thing. And just thinking that it's maybe they taped your eyelids down. Go, would you mind taking the tape off my eye so I can have a look at myself? What? What?
Wouldn't you check, even if you had some doubt, the doctor?
Wouldn't you just get a big felt pen and put a circle and arrows pointing to the eye that had to be removed?
This one.
This
one.
And even write this one on the cheek with an arrow up to the eye.
Yeah.
You guys circled the good eye yet?
Yeah.
Oh.
You circled the good eye?
No, I circled the bad eye. I thought we were circling the one that we were going to.
I saw the big circle, but.
Yeah.
The hospital offered the victim and his family psychological care and support in dealing with the situation. Too little, too late.
Yeah. Oh,
for sure.
I don't want to see a psychologist. I want my eye back.
Yeah, give it back.
Did the doctor get it wrong, Lee?
Yeah, several did actually.
Oh,
so, we'll rewind a few years. Okay. Getting pretty bad headaches, a bit fevery, a bit sick. Couldn't keep water down, that sort of thing.
Oh, geez.
Presented at the hospital a couple of times.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got a flu, you've got a cold. Ended up getting a pretty sore back. They're like, oh, yeah, from your job, it's early onset arthritis.
Okay.
Fast forward about 3 months. Turns out it was a staph infection.
Oh.
Had staph growing in my spine, spleen, heart, lungs.
Oh, my God.
Turned into septic endocarditis. Had open heart surgery to get it removed from rear heart valve.
Oh, my
Lord. So, yeah, they got it pretty wrong.
Yeah, they got it really wrong. Yeah. How's your health now?
Yeah, you're pretty good, mate.
Yeah, good to hear.
I mean, that would have been end of day stuff, wouldn't it, Lee?
Yeah, it was a bit scary. Yeah, about 3 months in hospital altogether. And then another 2 months walking around with a drip stuck under my arm.
Jesus.
Wow. Unbelievable.
He carried on a bit about it.
Oh, no, I did. You asked the question.
Yeah, but towards the end there, the drip stuff, didn't need that.
Roz, did the doc get it wrong? Roz, what happened?
Over the last couple of years, I've lost 55 kilo in weight.
Well, I want to say congratulations, Roz, but I'm not sure if it's the time for that yet.
But I wanted to get all the excess skin removed.
Right,
and
great.
So my breasts had just gone to pancakes.
Yes.
So I ended up having an operation that took all the skin away. 6.5 kilo of skin was removed.
Gee.
Wow.
And also a breast lift.
Yes.
And about a week later, my stomach just ballooned right up and turned purple.
Oh, no.
I developed a severe infection.
Oh, gee.
So I was rushed to hospital and opened back up again, and so I'm back up.
Yeah.
But because the doctor pulled the stitches tighter on one side than the other.
Yeah.
So now my belly button that had been repositioned perfectly is now off to one side.
Oh, no, oh. Ross.
Yeah. And also my breast, instead of, like, cutting up around the side in an arc, they cut straight across.
Right.
So my breasts are now sort of squarish.
Oh, gee. Well, send us a photo, Ross.
Oh, lovely.
Ross, don't worry.
No, don't.
Oh, Ross.
Oh, Ross. But
thank
do send the photo.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
How's this for a crazy story of addiction? And it's an addiction to Pepsi. Of course, we were sitting in the office going, was there a song for Pepsi? And of course there was.
Yeah,
it
Michael
was MJ.
Yeah.
Is this the one where his hair caught fire?
Correct.
Yeah.
Real U-turn on his life.
Pepsi in the new generation or something, I think it was called at the time.
Yeah.
Cool. I think that's what you're playing.
The hair on fire was the beginning of the cosmetic procedures
that's
for
right.
him.
That's right, yeah.
Till he cut so much of his nose off that he had to wear a face mask because they reckon his nose was just a hole.
Just a hole, a couple of holes in his face, yeah.
I mean, I'm adding to all of the folklore and urban myths around MJ. Whether he had a nose or not, I heard he had a detachable plastic nose.
Really?
Some of that's made up, Matthew.
The detachable bit?
Yeah, like what's a that? Click in nose. Like, what
Lego.
Nose will I wear today?
Did he get that from King Missile?
And they got it from Hamish Blake. It was a Lego nose.
Yeah.
How's this story? A man from Wales spends more than $12,000 a year on Pepsi.
What?
He was having... he's given up. He's given up cold turkey, but he only gave up after he'd been cured through hypnosis. 41-year-old Andy Curry from Bangor in North Wales was drinking 30 cans of Pepsi a day for 20 years.
Well, where could that all go in his person?
I don't know. 30
cans
a day. It's about 8,000 kilograms of sugar over that period.
That is unbelievable.
8 ton of sugar? Am I reading? Is this
right?
Is this all right?
It's not a copy and paste issue.
I'm looking up Bangor in Wales.
It sounds like hell.
Yeah. It doesn't sound great.
No.
Bangor
in Wales.
Bangor.
It's no. I'm seeing photos of it now.
Oh, no, it's coastal.
How would you describe it?
Grey. As you can imagine, this is one of the few days they got a photo of it not raining.
Yeah, right.
You need Pepsi to get you through it.
Oh, you'd need. Yeah. Well, do you need 30 cans
30
a day
cans?
For 20 years? He told a local paper he got hooked on the soft drink whilst working night shift at Tesco's.
Oh, right.
He was working at a Tesco's. Mm. Andy ballooned to 120 kilos. Which doesn't seem that heavy for a bloke drinking 30 cans of Pepsi a day.
8 ton of sugar a year.
Doctors warned him he was at risk of becoming a diabetic. I'm amazed that he wasn't.
Just at risk?
Just at risk. How could he not be a diabetic?
3 red alarm risk, I would have thought.
He got in touch with the London-based therapist and hypnotist David Kilmurray. He killed Phil and then he killed Gavin. DC? You just killing blokes. Murray was just the first guy he killed. How many of these blokes are there?
It's the same guy.
Is it the same guy?
Same guy.
I've got some dot points at the end of your sheet there with other stories we've done with David Kilmurray.
Yeah.
Under more info.
Is David Kilmurray the only hypnotist in this part of the world?
He must be.
The only one that goes to Bangor.
After just one online 40-minute hypnotherapy session, this has got to be a beat-up.
That's how good Kilmurray is.
With Dr. Kilmurray, Andy claims he was cured and drank water for the first time in 20 years. If that's all it took, how disappointed would you be in yourself that you hadn't done it earlier?
I know.
If it took one 40-minute Zoom call to break your 30-can-a-day Pepsi addiction, you'd be so angry at yourself.
I was just enamoured with Mr. Kilmurray.
for not getting Dr. Kilmurry in earlier.
Yeah. Kill your addiction.
Kill your addiction.
4 weeks later, after the hypnotherapy Zoom session, he's already lost 6 kilos. He now enjoys walking. Well, he could have walked. Just because he was drinking Pepsi doesn't mean he can't walk.
Now he enjoys it.
He enjoys it. Through Bangor, I don't think so.
And this summer, he plans to climb the highest mountain in Wales, Mount Snowdon.
No.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
What was the moment that you realised you were getting old? When was the moment you realised you were old? It's been compiled by BuzzFeed. Here's the first one. I knew I was getting old when around 9 p.m. at my own party, I wanted everyone to go home so I could go to sleep.
Oh, that person does breakfast radio.
I am that person. Yes. I've been in groups of people and thought, jeez, I wish you'd all go.
I know I organised this.
I know, but I'm done.
But I'm ready to go.
I'm absolutely baked. Yeah. Particularly if you got your drinking a little bit wrong that night.
Oh, yes.
You're a little bit boozy.
Yeah, that's true.
One morning I stretched my arms up above my head and somehow I threw my neck out.
Oh, I've done that getting out of bed. I just recently actually I woke up with a, like I pulled my back.
In your sleep?
Yeah. Like it was like, what's going on there?
What is going on?
Mm. Yeah, we had Aaron on Instagram that said, when I wiped my bottom and pulled a muscle in my back.
Oh my God.
Just a little bit of contorting and twisting.
Shape-shifting. I love this one. When I shushed someone to hear the weather forecast.
Passion for things that you only realised your parents were into. Yeah. All of a sudden it's like, oh, no, furniture. I get it.
What's tomorrow going to be like? Hang on.
Levi's on talking about the weather.
Guys, keep it down. One night when the kids had gone to sleep, I excitedly told my husband that we could put our pyjamas on, pop on a movie and chill on the couch instead of having a session.
Yeah.
You know, you're more excited about just a fantastic movie than you are about taking it to the bedroom. I sometimes get that. You know, you put me in my pyjamas on the couch.
Oh, it's all over.
It's over.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you want.
No, exactly.
I was watching The Price is Right, and I wanted the washer, dryer, TV and bedroom set more than I wanted the car.
What was the moment, Brendan?
Well, guys, when you realise that you've got to have a cushion between you and the seat of your car so your back doesn't get too sore too quickly.
Oh, God, Brendan, I know that feeling.
I'm not quite there
when
yet.
You just want a little cushion in the small of your back to keep yourself straight.
I hopped in yesterday and there was no, couldn't find a cushion. I started to get quite grumpy. I thought, this is not right.
No, yeah. No, that's not right.
But the other thing though, have you found... is you've got to turn your flashlight on to read a menu or a footage.
Oh, that's a classic, yeah. Brendan. Yes. If I'm out for dinner in a dimly lit restaurant, I have to pull the phone out and put the glasses on. It's so embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. Good
when
one.
You put your own phone light on so you can read the menu. Hey, Andrew.
How are you, boys? Good job as always.
Good on you, Andrew.
You know you're getting old when you wake up one morning, go to read the paper and can't see it without putting glasses on.
I can't see it. Oh, I had to walk down to the car today, Andrew, to get my glasses because I left them in the car.
Don't worry, I do that every day.
I tried to be a hero and push on without them, but I was just kidding myself.
My eyes are still rock solid. I've never had to worry about.
These are multifocals. And when I got them, the bloke said to me, when you look through the top of them, you'll feel like you're 35 again, and I do.
And you do. Yeah.
You don't realise what's going on with your eyes.
No, I've only started wearing glasses earlier this year.
Until you get a pair of glasses and go, oh, God, that's right.
Yeah,
because it happens so slowly over time.
Yeah, but then then you can't see.
Then you can't read.
Darren.
Yeah, guys, I reckon you know when you're getting old, when hair starts to appear out of places you don't want it to, so out of your nose, your ears,
my God.
Your wife's chin.
The Marty Sheargold Show returns Monday, July 11. On Triple M.